WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Straight Story is a new movie by David Lynch, set in the Midwest. Richard Farnsworth stars as an Iowa farmer. Our film critic John Powers says the story and tone are in sharp contrast to Lynch's best-known work, the film Blue Velvet, and the TV series Twin Peaks.
Aside from Steven Spielberg, David Lynch has probably been the most influential American filmmaker of the last quarter century. And by now, most of us feel that we know what to expect from him. Weird, darkly funny stories about the sex and violence that pulse beneath the surface of ordinary life. But his new movie, The Straight Story, is a departure. Why, it's even being released by Disney. Based on a true story, it's a slow-motion road picture. Richard Farnsworth stars as Alvin Straight, a 73-year-old widower who lives with his speech-impaired daughter, Rose, that's Sissy Spacek, in the small town of Laurens, Iowa. Alvin's a stubborn old cuss who's been estranged from his brother, Lyle, for 10 years. But when Lyle has a stroke, Alvin decides to visit him in Wisconsin and effect a reconciliation. Since he doesn't have a car, he hops onto his shabby old lawnmower and hits the highway, launching a journey that carries him through a heartland that seems decidedly un-Lynchian. Most of his encounters are low-key, and though we get allusions to dark things, from loveless families to the slaughter in World War II, all the darkness stays in the background. Alvin Straight's pilgrimage really is a straight story. His journey's a straight line, Lynch's storytelling is utterly straightforward, and the movie's values are so straight they could be embroidered on a needlepoint pillow. At one point on the highway, Alvin meets a pregnant teenage girl who's fleeing her miserable home. He gives her food from his weenie roast and offers some words of advice.
When my kids were real little, I used to play a game with them. I'd give each one of them a stick and one for each one of them. And I'd say, you break that. Of course he could, real easy. Then I'd say, tie them sticks in a bundle, try to break that. Of course they couldn't. Then I'd say, that bundle, that's family.
Because Lynch is one of the few filmmakers blessed with genius, The Straight Story is filled with nice things. There's Freddie Francis's gorgeous photography, which captures the light of my home state of Iowa better than ever before. There's a wonderfully intimate kitchen scene between a married couple who help Alvin. These are the most convincingly normal people Lynch has ever created. And then there's the radiance of Farnsworth, who you may remember from the 80s western The Gray Fox. Farnsworth frankly doesn't look Iowan. He's got the deep blue eyes and ravaged handsomeness of a cowboy, not a farmer. But his charisma holds the whole movie together. It's always exciting when any artist risks something different. And this time out, Lynch really has, abandoning his usual fascination with sex and violence to tackle a new subject, death. And because this is such a daring move, I wish I could say that The Straight Story was Lynch's version of, say, Flaubert's A Simple Heart, in which that great French writer triumphantly abandoned his usual ironic complexity to write a direct, compassionate tale. But frankly, Lynch makes The Straight Story too deliberately straight to be true. While I love the way he films the countryside, I don't like the way he mythologizes small towniness, leaving out the Walmarts and McDonald's that are now inescapable in the Iowa countryside. And I don't like the movie's Cracker Barrel philosophy. At one point, Alvin intones, "The worst part of being old is remembering when you was young." And what's annoying is that this line, like the story about the twigs we heard earlier, is being offered as a kind of ultimate wisdom. Now, I'm not knocking family or reconciliation or plain talk, but Lynch presents them as easy ultimates. The movie's sun-dappled lightness comes a bit too cheaply from a man whose whole career has been ruled by the allure of the darkness. Which isn't to say that the movie's insincere. On the contrary, this is a genuinely heartfelt work by an artist who's often mistakenly been thought to be some sort of subversive. In fact, Lynch was a big supporter of Ronald Reagan, whose Mourning in America campaign finds something of an echo in The Straight Story, a movie that helps explain why Lynch has exercised such a hold on our national imagination. For while his obsessions are undeniably perverse, his values are as corny as the Iowa countryside.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.